game aside, the end result of this game aside, that's three holes and two nines for you. How's it feeling for you out there? What's the difference for you right now that the puck's going in?
Yeah, it's definitely feels good to put the pucks in the net, but also at the same time, when definitely feels way better when you come out with a win like we did in Utica. Tonight, I don't know, I was moving my feet, I was on the puck, was communicating with my line mates, and things were going my way. So for me personally, I'm just going to try and stay consistent at it and keep doing the things that are making me successful here, and hopefully we get some better puck luck as a team and things turn around.
It's another instance where now with McCarron called up, you know, you get to step up into a new role, up there on that line. Is it how does it feel right now with that line clicking pretty well?
Yeah, it feels good. I remember having a conversation with Daniel Carr earlier in the year, and he went through some similar things, I guess, in his first year, and he was just saying you gotta go one day at a time, and that's what being a pro is. When you get your chance, make the most of it. And like I said, I have tonight. I had line mates that were helping me out, and same with the past couple of games. Terry's finding me back door with passes like that. He's an elite player and makes things easier on me. So just building confidence and trying to help this team get wins.
What's the biggest challenge tonight? It's always tough in this building. It's always physical. It's always gritty. But what was the big challenge tonight?
Yeah, we faced special teams were huge tonight. Those are hockey games that sometimes that happens. You're shorthanded, you're 5-on-3, or you have the power play. So they're unique games, and it's tough. It definitely stings a little bit, but every game is a learning process, and we got to learn from it and come out stronger.